Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artists First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Lisa and Nancy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We're airing live from Artist First World Radio. We have a great show for you tonight. We have guests George Chakiris and Andrea Ahern. So grab your martini, slip into something really comfortable, put your best high heels on, and relax and chat with us for the next hour. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Lisa. We've both been in mourning for our heartthrob, Davy Jones.
Yeah. Shock.
Exactly. George, he was on our show when in April 20th.
Hey, it's nice to be with you. Thank you.
Yes. And so we were sharing memories of when Davy Jones was our guest on Chit Chat Cafe Live April 20th. Lisa, do you remember when he sang Daydream Believer?
Yeah, that was so cute.
We were screaming.
Yeah, we were screaming like idiots.
We had to stop so that he could sing again, and then Girl, when he sang Girl. Because remember when he was on the Brady Bunch? And asked Marcia.
Yeah, Marcia was the president of his fan club.
Yeah, and he asked her to the prom. Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that was the cutie. I love the Brady Bunch, too. I've been trying to get somebody from the Brady Bunch to come on our show, but nobody pays attention to me. I can't. Barry Williams said he would come on, and then they never came on, and Cindy Brady keeps ignoring me when I ask her to come on.
Well, you know what? This is an open invitation right now from Lisa and Nancy on Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Absolutely.
To the Brady Bunch. Oh, well, Lisa, you know, we are getting lots of emails now. Everyone wants to know, what's your product of the week?
Mine is something very simple this week. It's inexpensive, and I love it. I recommend Apricot Scrub by St. Ives. You can buy it in Rite Aid. You can buy it in Duane Reade. I mean, any pharmacy, Target, Walmart. It's a scrub for your face. It's a fluffing cream for your face, and it makes your skin feel so nice and clean. It takes all the dead skin cells off your face. So I recommend it. It's under like $3. It's excellent.
It is. I really like it too.
There's no need to go spend $50-$60 on a scrub. This is just perfect. It's for your face. It comes in sensitive skin, and it comes in the regular. I like it nice and rough. I know that's probably not good for your skin, but I love it. It just makes your skin so squeaky clean, and, you know, anyway.
That sounded kind of crazy there for a second, Lisa, that you said that you like it nice and rough.
Well, the scrub, the apricot. It's crushed up apricot. I guess it's seeds.
It is.
The apricot, I guess it is.
Right. Well, my product this week is something that I wear every day because I like to walk a lot. And it's my pedometer.
Oh, I like that, too. I like it. Yeah, they're cool.
Mm-hmm. I've talked about it before. You can buy them anywhere. You can buy expensive ones at the sporting goods store. I bought mine at Target for $6 because I just wanted to see if I would like it. And I like to keep it on the miles. Mm-hmm. Not the steps, because I just love to see. Now, when I was in Chicago before, or New York City, I can calculate up to 12 miles each day.
Wow.
I know.
It's like a game.
It is. So that's my little product of the week.
Well, I think you better introduce our guests because we have a really cool guest coming up.
We're very excited. We're actually still celebrating the Oscars and the Academy Awards, and this is the perfect timing. Tonight, we have with us the Academy Award winner for Best Supporting Actor, also a Golden Globe for his Oscar role as Bernardo in West Side Story. It's the 50th anniversary of West Side Story, and tonight we're joined by George Chakiris. Welcome, George.
Hey, well thank you. Great to be with you. I was listening to what you were saying, and I enjoyed hearing what you said, and I'm sorry about Davy Jones as well, by the way. That's unfortunate.
I know. Now, do you have a memory of Davy Jones that you'd like to share?
Well, I just loved when they were first came out. I just thought they were a great group, and they were just fun to watch. And that's basically what I'd have to say. But I certainly do remember them and appreciated them a lot.
Well, in your free time, you'll have to click onto our website and then scroll down and click onto April 20th. You can hear Davy. He sang live to us.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, so it was a nice memory. Well, you know what I thought you were going to say, George? I thought you were going to say you enjoyed our products.
Well, I probably should try them. They sound good.
So, well, we are just so honored to have you. We're huge fans. I wanted to watch West Side Story again the other day just to see you as Bernardo. Very exciting. What was it like when you auditioned for that role?
Well, I auditioned for it originally in New York for the London company, which they were forming a year after it was running in New York. And I ended up doing the London company for a year and a half. And then after that, quite a few of us were tested for the movie as well. So it was just, I was in the right place at the right time.
Right. And you know what's interesting? Correct me, but with the London production, you didn't play Bernardo, you played Riff.
Yeah, that's right. I played Riff, and I loved it. Absolutely. Yeah, I played Riff, and when I tell people that, they say, "But you played Riff," and there's this big shock on their face because they, you know, having dark hair and so on, they just they can't quite visualize it. But anyway, I played Riff. I had a great time playing Riff. I loved being in the theater production as much as I did the film. It was just a great time altogether, that whole West Side Story experience, you know?
Well, that's exciting. And what was it like working with Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim as the directors of West Side Story?
Well, I never got to work with Leonard Bernstein. By the time we came in, the show, as I said, the show had been running in New York, was already in shape, you know, quite strongly. And so Leonard Bernstein was not part of our rehearsal process, but Stephen Sondheim was. And I worked with Stephen again in 1971, a little while later, another show of his. But Stephen is an incredible guy. He was very young when we did West Side. He was 25 or 20. I mean, he was really, really young to be doing all the major stuff that he was doing. Very serious, very quiet, very gentle, very nice guy. And I remember him that way, sort of, because he wasn't actually directing anything, but he was present to oversee his work. It was being directed by Jerome Robbins, who conceived, choreographed, and directed the original production. And so it was Jerome Robbins, who directed us as well for the London company and for the movie too. But Stephen was, it's so fantastic the way his career has, what he's done over these, you know, since West Side Story. Such incredible, incredible music and lyrics for a variety of Broadway shows. He's amazing. He's just amazing.
Yes, he is, and we love his music. He would be fun to have on our show sometime.
Well,
So with your role as Bernardo, your dancing was amazing. Did you have a lot of dance experience?
Yeah, I did. It just coincidentally, the first thing ever I had the opportunity to study started when I was 19, which was a little bit late for dancing, but at the same time, it was, hey, better late than never. But I had studied dance for easily 10 years before West Side. Well, maybe not quite 10 years, so I'm sorry, more like 8 or 9, but still a good amount of time. Love dancing, love dancers, and love what they do.
And what type of style dancing is your favorite?
Say that again, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. What's your favorite style of dancing that you enjoy?
Well, what I've always loved, I mean, I like so many different styles, but I go back to ballet because I think that any dancer, no matter what they do, whether it's hip-hop or whatever, if they have a ballet background, whatever they do, look even more amazing. So I have great respect and admiration for the serious ballet people because their training is just extraordinary. I mean, what they have to train their bodies to do is just wild and very beautiful, of course. So I would say ballet, but hey, I love it all.
So do you still dance?
Yeah, I do. I take maybe two, probably three classes a week, and then the other days I go to the gym for at least an hour or you know, so I'm addicted to exercise because having danced for so many years, if I don't do it, I don't. It feels like something's wrong.
Right. Now, George, are you located in New York or L.A.? Where are you?
I live in Los Angeles, in L.A.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a beautiful area.
It is. It's nice. And hey, by the way, we've had a really mild winter because we've had not really nice sunny days for. For at least a month or more, then we've had some really typical, really what we used to think of as great, you know, Southern California weather. It's been really nice.
Oh, nice.
Where are you located?
Well, I live in Minnesota, outside of St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
And Lisa is in New Jersey.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, so through the internet, we're able to have our show. And so we're being connected to worldwide listeners from all over India and everyone.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good for you. How fantastic to have done what you're doing. That's great.
Well, we're excited to have you.
Thank you.
With working on West Side Story, share a fun memory with Natalie Wood.
Oh, well, hey, Natalie was just, she was such a beautiful, beautiful person, and I, of course, to look at. I don't mean just to look at her. She was a beautiful, she was a darling, darling, lovely young woman. She was only 23 when we were making that movie, and but she was already a major star, and she was fantastic. She was really professional, of course. She was wonderfully, beautifully talented, and she had a special personal quality that set her apart from most other actresses. There are actresses, we have so many talented people in the business, good actors and actresses, but the people that I sort of, to me, sort of threw more are people who have a personal quality aside from their talent and expertise as performers, as actresses, that makes whatever we see them do on the screen just somehow more appealing to us personally. That's I felt that way about, I'm sure you know who Audrey Hepburn is, right?
Oh, you were a beautiful actress.
Well, how about that? And she's a prime example of what I'm trying to say about Natalie, because Audrey Hepburn was so intelligent, so smart, such a wonderful, gifted actress, but she had a personal quality, just who she was in life as a person, that came through with the screen with whatever role she played. And the same was true of Natalie. And that's why I use Audrey Hepburn as an example, because I love them both as actresses, but I love them more because of their personal quality, which is so beautiful.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, and Natalie was, she's funny, she's charming, she's sweet, she's smart, we all love Natalie. You know, she's fantastic. And she's so beautiful in West Side Story. You know, I've seen a number of theater productions of West Side Story, and I've seen some wonderful young women play that role, great voices and everything, but I've never seen anyone, and I don't think I ever will, play that role the way Natalie did. It was just, it was just magical. It was so, so very beautiful, her performance in West Side Story.
Now, you worked with Marilyn Monroe as well, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I was a chorus dancer in a movie called Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. In that, she does an incredible number. I guess we probably all know it, called Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yeah, we love that.
Isn't that a great number? Remember Madonna when she started to, did a takeoff on that? But, I was one of the guys dancing behind Marilyn Monroe in that number. There were probably about 20 or 24 guys. I mean, quite a few guys behind her. But my favorite thing to ever be able to say is that I danced behind Marilyn Monroe. I just love to be able to say that because I'm such a huge fan. She was amazing too. Talk about personal quality,
Was she gorgeous in person?
Oh my God, absolutely. What you see on the screen is exactly what you saw in person. No difference. She was stunning, just stunning. When she walked into a room, everything else disappeared. I'm not kidding, at least for me. She was very quiet. She was very quiet. She didn't make any kind of grand dances or anything like that. She just showed up quietly for work. She was wildly, beautifully dedicated to her work. And she was fantastic. She's iconic because, and she always will be, because who she was and what she did, again, was just extraordinary, unique, wildly unique to just her. And, she was amazing. And, I love being able to say that I was one of the guys behind her in that number. I love it.
That's cool. Not too many people can say that.
I'm actually looking at that picture right now. That's a beautiful, fabulous picture.
Isn't that great? Yeah, and her in that pink dress. She's so incredible. She's, oh, wow.
So tell us, now you're in the jewelry business.
Well, I guess I am, yeah. I started working as a hobby on jewelry probably about 10 years ago, and it just kind of took over. I loved doing it so much, taking classes and learning technically how to fabricate silver and with a soldering torch and all that stuff. And I just took another road without meaning to. And I've accidentally developed. I have what it is I call now a line of sterling silver jewelry. I've been selling in Japan for the past 2 years. And we're trying to see what we can do to get started here. But yeah, I got stuck on making jewelry. But I love it. It's fun.
Now, what is your specialty with jewelry? Do you do silvers or?
So far everything I've done worked only in silver, and I'm working on something, a couple of pieces now with leather and silver. I've not gone to gold or anything like that. But I just when we first started taking class, the teacher told all of us, "Don't waste your money on gold. You're just learning. You don't know what you're doing. If you work with silver, because at that time silver was a lot less expensive than it is now." So we all worked on silver, and I kind of fell in love with it. I just loved the sheen and the glow of kind of thing of silver. I think it's a really beautiful metal.
Work with any stones?
Not a lot of. I have some things that are pave, just clear crystal, and then I have other things where earrings. Some things where I use stones, but what we call a briolette cut. I've used the citrine, London blue topaz, green amethyst. I have one piece where I have pink sapphires, which are really beautiful. So I do have some stones, but in what I do, but so far not a lot. I should start to include more stones just to have more color. So,
right.
But thank you for that question. It's a reminder to use more color.
Where can our listeners buy your jewelry?
Here it's on the website. It's what is it, www.georgeshakiris, one word, very tricky to spell, www.georgeshakiris.com. And not everything that I have is on the website, but there's a fair amount of stuff there. If anybody feels they might like something. So we're in, I just spoke to, we're working on marketing now to branch out into hopefully some of the major department stores like the Neiman Marcus and so on. But that's,
wow, that's the top of
the well, I won't hold my breath, but we I hope that'll happen because I would love it if it did. You know, it'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you the best. That's
well, George, we do have your website listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website for our listeners to find you. And it's very impressive. You are mostly there. Is it the Mitsukoshi department store?
Oh, at the department store in Japan where we're selling it. It's called Mitsukoshi. It's a fantastic department store. And I do have a Japanese distributor who he purchased things from me, and then he distributes them in Japan and exclusively at that department store. Yeah, it's a great place.
Well, we are we tweet with a department store in Tokyo.
Uh huh.
I'll have to look to see if it's the same one.
Oh, but that's a great shot. So when, yeah. I've never done that myself, come to think of it.
Yeah, they follow us on Twitter, and so we'll have to look to see if it's the same one. Now, looking at your website, I'm in love with your logo, George Shakiris logo, ladies bracelet.
That's a nice bracelet. It's a I'm sorry. I should say thank you for liking it, but I like that one too, and I like the way that one kind of drapes around. The GC logo squares are like charms, so
yeah.
they kind of drape really nicely on your wrist. It's a nice piece. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And also, I thought that the Take 5 scattered 40-inch necklace is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah, that's been a reasonably popular piece too. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And so it's fun to look at your website to see all in the Take 5 as well as the George Shakiris logo, but you also have a Lucky 7.
My Japanese distributor asked me to do some dog tags. And, I did a dog tag. I didn't do the conventional, you know, usual shape. It kind of, it flares out a little bit smaller at the top than it is at the bottom. And I used the number 7. I did 7 of them. And I used the number 7 as the element for the design because I always think of 7 as a lucky number.
Yes,
so that's why
yes.
We call it the Lucky 7 Collection. Yeah.
What
you know, the reason I think of it, tell me if I'm talking too much and I'll shut up. When I was cast for the London company of West Side Story, it fell on my birthday. And my birthday is the 16th of September, and 1 and 6 are 7. So that's one reason I like the number 7. And then when I got the Academy Award in 62, it was the 34th Academy Awards, and 3 and 4 are 7. So that's, I always think of 7 as I just like the number 7. So that's how we came up with the Lucky 7 dog tag pendants.
They're beautiful, especially the Zephyr. You know, with the cutout design, it looks like, you say that they look like there's floating 7s.
Yes, two of them are, the 7s in 3 of those pieces, I think, or 4, I've lost track. I have to go look at the website again. But what I did was I placed 7s, 9 of them, in the shape of that in the interior frame of the dog tag, because 9 and 7 are 16, and 1 and 6 are 7.
Exactly.
So,
see, I love all that too.
Yeah, and 2 of them, the 7s are cut out, some people really like the ones that are cut out like that. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, I would like to jump back for a minute.
Sure.
We are so proud of you that you were just honored at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Was it a month ago when you gathered for your...
It was actually in November, about more like two months ago. It was a great day. It was Rita Moreno, Russ Tamblyn, and myself. And, we got to... It was fantastic. We got to do our footprints in the courtyard there at Grauman's. You know, there's so many incredible people who have done that over the years, and so to be included in that was just it was fantastic, it was wild, it was beautiful, and we all thought, at least I know I thought, that if we had done that handprint footprint thing 50 years ago, we wouldn't have appreciated it the way we do now. You know, now we kind of get it and really appreciate it in a different kind of way. So it was a beautiful experience altogether.
Oh, it was beautiful. We actually have a picture of that up on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website.
Oh, okay.
So everyone can enjoy that.
Wow, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Could you share with our listeners about your involvement with White Christmas, that beautiful movie when you starred with Rosemary Clooney?
Yeah, well, the White Christmas is, I think, is still one of the most popular Christmas movies at Christmas time, even though it was made in 1954 or maybe 3. Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney, and Vera Ellen were the stars, and they were fantastic. They all had such a great time with each other. They really liked each other a lot. So it was a beautiful set. Everybody was really enjoying what they were doing. Rosemary Clooney does a number in it called Love You Didn't Do Right by Me with just four guys. So because there were only four of us, we were noticed a little bit more. And the studio started getting fan mail. I mean, nobody knew who I was, but started getting fan mail with diagrams with numbers for one for Rosie and the next number for the four guys around her. And I think they figured out that because there was a clipping from Life magazine, there was that particular photograph in a spread on White Christmas. Some girls clipped out that photograph and sent it in. So it was a really nice thing for me. Rosie was the most darling person, very down to earth, just great, great person. And so it was a beautiful time for me as well, because it's the first thing that got me, quote unquote, out of the chorus and under contract to a studio for a while. It was great.
What was it like working with Rita Moreno on West Side Story?
Oh, we worked really hard, but we had the best time. We played, we laughed, we became so close. Rita and another girl, Yvonne Othon, one of the Shark girls, we used to laugh and play and have lunch together. We go to Rita's, she's a great cook, have dinner together. We just had the most extraordinary time, and because we became very close friends as well. And Rita is just, she's a beautiful, beautiful actress. She's got a wonderful personality. She danced so beautifully in the film. Rita's a beautiful, beautiful talent altogether. I saw her just last week. She's here in Los Angeles now, working on the Fran Drescher show, Happily Divorced. I went to a taping. So anyways, to answer your question, working with Rita was great. It was just great.
What was it like hearing your name called when you won the Academy Award?
Oh, wow. Wow, that was...
Like only a handful of people in the whole world forever get to do that.
I know. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, when you think about it, yes, it's wild. But I certainly didn't expect my name to be called, quite honestly, because the competition, to use that word, the nominations in that category that year were really amazing. And I think all of us in West Side Story was such an incredible success worldwide that all of us in it were you know, benefited from that popularity, as it were. But hearing my name called was just, I never really quite know how to describe it, quite honestly. You know, it's just like it's exciting, it's unbelievable, it's, you know, there aren't enough adjectives really to try and cover everything, and at the same time, it's hard to remember that feeling exactly, really, to try and describe it, but it was terrific. It was,
now, George,
it was
did
great.
I read that evening, was Best Supporting Actor the first award called?
Yes, it was, and for a long time they did that. In fact, until not too long ago, maybe two or three award shows ago, that's traditionally I have no idea why, but the Best Supporting Actor category was the first award of the evening. I never knew why, but that was what they did. Yeah,
and Bob Hope was the host.
Oh, he was so terrific. Yeah, Bob Hope. He was an incredible host. Hey, Billy is so fantastic too. He's probably one of the I think the great hosts were Bob Hope, Johnny Carson, of course Billy. Now you know that I think they brought him back because people want to see him, and he does such a great job. But Bob Hope was incredible because. Hey, Bob Hope he was fantastic. I love Bob Hope and the movies he made. I'm a great admirer of Bob Hope, and also he did so much for, you know, during the war and after the war for troops and so on, entertaining troops. He did incredible stuff. He really did. You know, Phyllis Diller is a good friend of mine, she's fantastic. She's on two episodes one of the soaps on Channel 2 this week. She'll be 95 in July. And she's,
my goodness.
Isn't that amazing? She is such a beautiful person. She's a wildly talented person. She's just one of the kindest people I've ever met, and obviously very funny, but she's just a beautiful human being. But she attributes, I think, her success to Bob Hope, because I think he was one of the first people to give her opportunity that she hadn't had before. So she has a beautiful painting of Bob Hope on an easel in her living room. You know, she has tremendous respect for him, as I guess all of us did, you know.
Yes. Well, you know, it'll be a fun evening, George. Maybe sometime we could have you return to Chit Chat Cafe Live with Phyllis Diller.
Yes. Yeah. Say that again.
Fun.
I'm sorry.
We could all chat together.
Oh, wouldn't? Well, listen. You don't need me. If you've got Phyllis, believe me, you'll have a great time.
Oh, no, I think that you could come on too. We could all chat together. That would be lovely.
That would be great. Well, I love Phyllis. I mean, we play cards together. She would play gin. She calls it Diller's Gin, where deuces are wild. It's so much fun. Just I go over there, we have a bite to eat, and then we play cards. I love it.
That'd be fun. Well, why don't you, the next time you see her, you tell her how much fun you had on Chit Chat Cafe Live, and
I will.
Send her to the show and let us know. But
we have to
wrap this up, but before we go, we've had a lot of emails, people asking about your jewelry, and we're directing them to find you. We have your link on our website that will take you directly to your jewelry. So
order it
right off of that.
That's from your website, they can go directly to the jewelry, if I understood that. Thank you. That's great.
You're welcome. And sometime Lisa and I hope to have a piece of your jewelry ourselves as a nice memory.
Oh, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you liked anything at all.
So we'll have to order some.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's been an honor tonight to have you.
Well, it's been an honor and a treat for me too. You're both so, and I love the idea that you're both in different parts of the space. That's so wild. That's great.
It is nice. Would you join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live?
Yeah.
It'd be great. Let us know, and we'll have you back again.
Okay. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
sweetie.
Oh, that was delightful, and his jewelry is just gorgeous. I'm really in love with that scattered, he calls it the Take 5 Scattered 40-inch necklace. Lisa, you would love it.
I'll have to check it out.
So we're going to take a quick commercial. We're thanking our sponsors, St. Croix Orthopedics, Laura Geller Makeup, and Intimacy Bras. Stay tuned. We're going to be joined by Andrea Ahern, a nutritionist.
Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, Sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I am happy to introduce our next guest. Her name is Andrea Ahern. She's a registered and licensed dietitian, personal chef, public health nutritionist, private nutrition counseling, and teaches group classes at the Lake Austin Spa and Resort and other locations around Texas. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you.
So tell us, what kind of classes do you teach at a spa?
We do all kinds of fun classes, a lot of things surrounding successful weight loss. I do a lot of classes on calcium and bone health, just about any nutrition topic you can think of. We've got it covered.
Now, give us some tips on, like, what would you tell anybody if they wanted to lose weight? What would be the first thing you would tell them?
So many components to losing weight. It really depends on where each individual person is starting from. But some of the top successful methods we have found is make sure you eat breakfast. Doesn't have to be huge, but we are finding that the larger your breakfast is compared to your other meals during the day, having more calories in the morning and at lunch is much more successful than eating all your calories late at night.
Like, what would you consider a good breakfast? Like, at the spa, what do they serve for breakfast?
You know, there's a lot of choices there. Anything from your very common cereal with a side of fruit and some low-fat milk to eggs to, you know, omelets and frittatas. Not a lot of what we consider high carbohydrates, you know, not a lot of bagels and cream cheese, but smaller portions of healthy complex carbohydrates for sure.
What do you think about eggs? Do you think the egg white is healthier than the yolk, or is it okay to eat the yolk?
Well, the whole egg is perfectly healthy for most people. The difference in the white and the yolk is that the white contains all the protein and the yolk contains the dietary cholesterol as well as the vitamins. So if you give up the yolk because you're cholesterol sensitive, you're also giving up the vitamins that are in there.
Okay, I see.
So a whole egg every now and then is good for the average person. It just depends on your heart health and your genetic history on that component.
Mm-hmm. And what other kind of classes do you teach? What else would one come to a spa to learn?
There's so many. A lot of things for aging women, how your metabolism changes and how to cope with that, looking at disease risk factors and how to manage a preventive health diet. So if you're concerned about cancer, we'll talk about fruits and vegetables and what to add to prevent some of the chronic diseases that we're seeing increasing right now, heart-healthy diets, diabetes, you name it. We've got everything. a lot about making choices and how to approach your years down the road and making choices now and how to live healthier and longer.
Now, this particular spa you work at, is it like a medical spa or is it just, you know, just like a beauty spa?
Lake Austin Spa Resort has changed over the years. It's been around for many, many years. Right now, people come to relax, to unwind. It's a very high-rated spa. People come from all over the country. It's down on the beautiful river in Austin, Texas, and it offers all kinds of normal spa therapies, massage, an acupuncturist, stress reduction classes, and nutrition is just one of the components that balances out that rest and relaxation.
Well, Andrea, this is Nancy, and everyone at Chit Chat Cafe Live. I've had the pleasure to meet Andrea. It's just such a pleasure to have you on our show.
Thank you.
So I'm really enjoying your blog, and right now you're tweeting about March being National Nutrition Month.
That's right. March 1st starts our month of focusing on nutrition messages and making people aware that we no longer are focusing on the nutrition pyramid, but we have changed to a plate format, which seems to be a little easier for the average person to compare to, since most of us eat off of plates of some form or another. So the message here is, how does your plate shape up? And are you really getting all the fruits and vegetables that you need?
I like that. And so looking at the plate, are you saying that half of the plate should be fruits and vegetables?
That's right. If you can divide your plate in half and then split one of those halves in half again, the large half should be fruits and vegetables, primarily vegetables. And then your other half, which is split into quarters now, one should be your lean protein source, and the other one should be your complex carbohydrates, such as brown rice, quinoa, and other whole grains. And then your dairy, your milk source, and your glasses of water should be off to the side. And you can see some versions of the plates, such as Harvard Public Health has a version of the plate that's slightly different, focuses more on vegetables, and the fruit is off to the side as well, I believe, in their depiction of it. So there's a few varieties out there. The one I have put on my blog, you can find at through the used to be called the American Dietetic Association. It's now Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, I think, is the correct wording there.
And how do you like this new plate? I think it's nicer than the pyramid.
I think it's very appealing visually. I think it's much easier to teach with in all age categories. It's real fun with the kids. We get them working to design their own plate. You know how you can color and create your own plate and then have it laminated, and you can make a sturdy plastic plate out of that. So they can actually see their favorite vegetables on the plate. They're much more likely to eat them. And we're seeing some of that be implemented in some of the school districts now who are really trying to revamp the school nutrition program, and they're putting pictures on the trays, and kids are starting to choose more fruits and vegetables when they see the pictures right there on the plate that they go through the line with. So very visually appealing.
Well, I'm a school teacher, and I can remember a few years ago when teachers were actually allowed to tell students in the cafeteria, finish your peas. Yeah, I remember that. And the students would listen. They would listen, they'd finish their peas, and then that was a good memory. Could you also share with our listeners, I like on your blog when you talk about finding real food at the supermarket.
Oh, I love that diagram. I did not create that. I gave full credit to the gal that came up with that diagram because she put a very humorous touch on it. But for years and years, we've been teaching. Supermarkets are primarily laid out the same wherever you go. And if you look around the perimeter of the store or the outside large aisles, that's where you're going to find all of your whole foods. Most grocery stores, you walk in one door and you're right into the fruits and vegetables, the produce. That's all your beautiful colors, all your vitamins and minerals. Go ahead and choose a rainbow of fruits and vegetables to complement your meals throughout the day. Then typically you progress through the meats and the dairy aisles. Again, we've got foods there that have very small labels. For the most part, they're whole foods. You'll find some processed stuff as you get closer to the frozen. Your cheeses have labels on them, and the milk has labels. But that's good. Start reading those and get the specific needs in your diet. But when you get into the middle of those grocery stores, it's everything is in a package, a can, a box, a bag. And that's where you've really got to bump up your knowledge base and start reading those labels to find out how those foods can or can't fit into your diet plan.
Okay. So if someone came to you and say they wanted to lose weight, is it basically about calories in, calories out?
There's really two main theories on that. Almost everyone will agree it still is calories in, calories out. But there's also a quality versus quantity computation in there, too. So we're going to get real specific to the individual. You have to look at what their risk factors are for disease. You have to look at what they've tried and been unsuccessful with, if this is their multiple round in trying to lose weight, or they've lost weight successfully but had a hard time keeping it off. Those all come into play. There's a genetic component, and then there's a lifestyle component to it. So you really start with calories in, calories out? Absolutely. It's a balance equation. It doesn't vary a whole lot, but you do come across people who have metabolic challenges or people that just feel like they're exercising until there's no tomorrow, and they're just not pushing that metabolism up enough to burn fat. So then we'll tweak that diet plan a little bit. We'll start adding in some nutrients that are showing benefit in helping burning fat better when you are doing all of these other things. There's no magic bullet. It still takes work.
And is there a magic time when we should stop eating it? I know that Oprah Winfrey used to say stop eating at 7 p.m.
Yeah, there's a general consensus out there for some, but it's pretty individual. Depending on when you're most active during the day, in general, and this isn't straight across the board, but I typically will suggest that people try to have more of their calories at breakfast and lunch, make sure they're having snacks, and if they're exercising late in the afternoon, well, then, you know, you've got to satisfy those calorie requirements then as well. But it's all a balance equation that you've got to figure out what works best for you, depending on when you're exercising, how late you're staying up, and when your body gets going in the morning. But the more we can adjust to having more of our calories on the front end of our day, the more successful we typically are.
Well, could you share one last fabulous tip with our listeners? What's something that you think is important you'd like to share with us?
One big last important message. Stay hydrated. I can't tell you how many people struggle with so many complications in their daily life just because they are slightly dehydrated. It's a very difficult thing to tell, but if you're getting headaches on a regular basis at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it might not always be the traffic. It could very well be that you have not been drinking water for the last 2-3 hours, or you've had those diet sodas, which will make you urinate more. They will dehydrate you, so you've got to stay hydrated. Make sure you've got a pitcher on your desk at work or a large water bottle that you can constantly refill, and keep in mind that you need at least 8 glasses of water a day.
Well, Andrea, thank you so much for these wonderful tips, and we have your link on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website for all of our listeners to find you and follow your blog.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I had a great time
talking
to you.
It would be fun to have share some more information with us, and thank you again for being a great guest.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, it's been a great night tonight on Chit Chat Cafe Live, except for the memory of Davy Jones. What are we going to do, Lisa?
Have a beautiful memory of when he was on our show last April. I mean,
that was really
terrific.
We're going to play that next week, actually, for our 9 o'clock show, the Davy Jones Archive Show. It's from April 20th. We've had so many requests for that show, so stay tuned next Thursday night. It's going to be with Davy Jones singing to the Chit Chat Cafe Live gals. Well, we're thanking our sponsors tonight, intimacy bras, Laura Geller makeup, and St. Croix Orthopedics. Always a great big thank you to our fabulous producer, Corey King. You can find the Corey King Show on Artists First every Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
And I'd like to thank our guest, George Cut. How do you pronounce his name?
Chakiris.
And Andrea Hayern. I remind everyone to scroll down to our archives. Just go onto our webpage, scroll down to the date you'd want to listen, and you just click on and you can listen to our archives, any show that you want. We've had Priscilla Presley, we've had Joan London, we've had Mario Andretti, and just enjoy while you're playing on Facebook or doing work. And I'd like to leave you with a quote tonight. No one can understand death until one understands life. Good night, everyone.
Good night.